Welcome to another edition of Thoughts for Sale. I'm your host, Chris Wazalik, and this is, of course, the show where I leave thoughts, opinions, advice to my three little girls, Sophie, Ava, and Leah, or better known as, for the title of the show, Sal. Now, I apologize. I may sound a little bit off this week. Last week, we spoke about cold and flu season, and quick update on that, my wonderful girls, Sophie, Ava, and Leah, were nice enough to share their germs with me as well. So I've been a bit under the weather the last few days. Really, today, most of the day was the worst of it, but I felt it was important to try to put together at least an episode to keep consistent, girls, because consistency is an important part of life, too. So giving you that example to push through sometimes, and I was able to rest, luckily, most of the day so that I can try to get this episode down tonight while I'm feeling just a little bit better. But anyway, I don't usually go back and give a follow-up to a previous episode, but I thought I would do some quick follow-ups here with this episode today. First one was being, of course, like I said, the follow-up to the girls sharing their germs and making myself a little bit under the weather. The second part of that being, we actually did take them in this time to finally get them checked out. They never were running any fevers consistently at all throughout having this last bat with this viral cold, whatever was going on. But the coughs just wouldn't go away. As I think I mentioned in the last episode, I could hear Ava literally coughing as I was recording that night. So she continues to cough. So does Leah. Luckily, Sophie, you're in the clear. She's been good. But the two younger ones went in. They actually checked their lungs. They actually took x-rays. No pneumonia, which is good. And no COVID. Those tests were negative. But they thought that there was definitely some bronchial inflammation or, you know, bronchitis. So they gave us some medication to help them along their way towards recovery. And honestly, they seem to be doing fine. But the great thing is they got the medication to hopefully clear that up. So yeah, look at that. We actually did follow through this time and said, okay, enough's enough. Let's take them in, as I was telling you about balancing those decisions in the last episode. So that's the first update. So they're getting better. I'm a little bit under the weather, but definitely, I think, on the mend as well. And hopefully we'll all be feeling good soon. The second thing I wanted to do is give a quick shout out to some of the folks that I know are our listeners. And I always appreciate everyone who's listening and giving any of your time to check out what I have to say, because that's really what this is about. Is I'm sharing things that I, you know, witness in the world or I think might be important, obviously, for you girls to listen later on. This is a memoir from dad as you get older, and you always have this. But there's other people that are taking an opportunity to listen to this too, and I appreciate that. And I even really appreciate more the interaction, because then I know that somebody is on the other end listening sometimes, and we get to have that interaction on social media or whatnot. I wanted to give a couple quick shout outs. One of those is to a college friend, Devin. I really appreciated. She took a bunch of pictures from different garbage cans that she had recently came across and in her travels. And that was something I spoke about in like the very first episode of the podcast, the first official episode after the intro, about our experience in finding all these garbage cans always overflowing. And I actually shared one on social media not too long ago when I was in an airport and found another one overflowing. So it still hasn't gone away yet. But Devin found a slew of garbage cans that were all cleaned. So there's hope. And a lot of that was actually, I think, she was visiting some national parks on this trip, if I remember correctly, Devin. And that was awesome to see, because that means like, hey, at least, you know, we're doing something right in this country with the national parks and trying to preserve them. We're at least changing the garbage, right? Like how on the other side of that, ironic would it be if we weren't, you know, Sophie, Avi, Lee, if we weren't changing the garbage cans in our actual national parks where we're supposedly trying to preserve nature, right? That would be quite ironic. So that was good to see, though, regardless. Good to see. So I appreciated the, like I said, the reaching out by Devin and the interaction with the show. And then the other thing, I wanted to give a quick shout out to my cousin, Justin. I really appreciated it. He was on a 2.5 week or so trip with his wife, Lindsay, but they were out in Europe, parts of Croatia. I know they went to Oktoberfest. They did a whole bunch of different things, but the coolest part was he was nice enough to text me pictures wearing merchandise that represents Thoughts for Sale. So that was so awesome. So appreciated it, Justin. I know I at least shared maybe one picture or maybe I forgot to, but I will, because that's so cool to see. If you're interested in buying any merch, very, very little bit of it goes to supporting the show, but it does, which is kind of cool and really not the main point of creating it. I just wanted to have something that I could share. If you wanted to be able to wear something for the show, something for the family to wear, honestly, too. And, you know, so the merchandise is out there. The link is now in the bio. Our Spread Shop is officially the company we're working with there, and you can purchase. We got two different logos going. There's mugs, there's shirts. Our product was purchased early on by Justin and Lindsay, which was awesome. By my Aunt Judy, I think, bought some product, and Jess's aunt and uncle. Uncle Jamie and Aunt Kim, they bought some stuff. So really, like I said, really appreciate it. It was awesome to see pictures. Wanted to give you guys a shout out officially on the show for doing that support. And last but not least, I do want to mention, always up again for interacting. Love the comments on the posts that I put out or on Twitter. There's a Twitter handle and a Facebook page. Both of them are at Thoughts for Sale. I do want to mention that on the Facebook page, Aunt Diana did not forget about you. Speaking of the Spread Shop store, I need to get you your shirt. I raffled off a shirt once we got to 100 followers, which we are, you know, well over 100 now, but not quite to 200 yet. So my goal is every 100 followers, I'm going to raffle off another t-shirt. Why not? So Aunt Diane, I promise you, it's coming in the mail. We're going to get it out to you here soon. So that's all the catching up that we needed to do on previous episodes, previous things going on, and what's going on in the world of Thoughts for Sale, the show itself. So today I've got something different in mind to talk about, which should be fairly quick conversation, girls. But got this idea recently from something that we watched together, and they were doing a special evening on one of their shows talking about what the contestants' favorite years are. So I won't give away the show. Maybe somebody will notice by the description, but they were going through with their contestants, and they wanted them to talk about themselves and what their favorite year in their life has been. Like, pick out the specific year, tell us why. By the way, opportunity to connect with the show here. To me, it reminded me of The Idea Too, which is a really fun Macklemore song that I like. Good old days. And the concept being that, wouldn't it be great if somebody could tell us right now that these are the good old days? And that's where I kind of came up with the idea of giving the show that title for this week. And that's kind of where I connect those dots, is it'd be nice if somebody could tell us these were the good old days. But it's that idea too of, you know, continuously living in the moment so that you can really absorb everything that you're doing in life and maybe step back every once in a while and take a quick moment to be thankful or just realize, take a pause and appreciate them. And you know, for the moment, think about these will eventually hopefully be the things that I'll look back on and say, yeah, those were the good old days. So you're always looking back, I think, in life, girls. But yeah, that's the idea of today. We're going to talk about the idea of the good old days, and I'm going to share with you what my favorite year has been. So, talking about the good old days and using this concept I saw on the television show with you guys not too long ago of picking out your favorite year in life. I think that's actually a really hard thing to do, especially when I have three kids. And obviously, girls, Sal, the first thing I would want to say is each year you were born, 2015, Sophie, 2018, Ava, and 2020, Leah, I should automatically say one of those have to be my best year. But how do I pick just one out of your three birth stories, right? And we've shared that in the past, and, you know, referencing a previous episode, you can go back and listen to that. I talked about your birth stories, obviously. Another year that would make a lot of sense would be the year that Mom and I got married. Obviously a really big milestone in our adult lives. So, you know, there's things that are kind of on that, in my mind, honorable mention list. You know, so the year that I'm going to tell you about, I don't want any of you to think that it doesn't mean you being born wasn't an amazing, an epic moment in my life. For sure, it was. Or the year that Mom and I got married in 2011, hugely epic part of my life and just that entire process, which I'm sure other people can relate to that have been have gotten married or maybe are in the process of getting married. It's not just the actual day. It's all the planning and the prep that goes into it and getting to the day and then actually being able to celebrate. And then potentially if you have the honeymoon or whatever celebration, you're going to continue afterwards. That's all. It's all a experience. It's not really just the wedding itself. There's a lot that goes into it. So, of course, 2011 would make a lot of sense to throw up there, too. So there was a lot of things that I thought about. There was the year that I got my master's degree, because getting a master's degree is a lot of work. Getting my MBA, a lot of stress, a lot of work. Did a one-year program, so there was a lot of work to be done. But we also had a lot of fun, and Mom and I were dating back then, so we were together. We had a lot of fun. There was a lot of cool things going on where we worked hard and play hard, which was great. So that was kind of a moment in time that popped in my head too. But having to go with the theme of, I kind of wish that I would have known that those were the good old days when we were there. And those other moments too, like I said, going back to college, always look at those as being the good old days and didn't necessarily appreciate them like I should have in the moment. Now that they're past, or even, you know, parts of high school too. But I would say right now, the year I would pick would actually be 2015. And it's not just because, like I mentioned, it's Sophie's birth year. Regardless of the fact that there are three of you girls, and like I said, I adore every single one of you and your birth stories and that experience, still being able to become a parent for the very first time. And any first-time parent, I think, would relate to this. And then they'll also find it amazing when the next child is born if they choose to have more children. But still having that experience for the very first time is something special. But that is not the only reason why 2015 sticks out to me. So 2015 sticks out to me for, I think, three major life events that happened for me and Mama together that year, girls. The first one was not finding out, we weren't expecting you, Sophie. That wasn't the first major part of 2015 that I remember that makes that a special year to me. The first thing with 2015 was we had finally found a house. So we had been looking for a house with a realtor for probably over about a year. And we finally found one in Potsdam. We were obviously living up north then. I was working at Clarkson and Mama was teaching at one of the local school districts. And we finally found a house. We were so thrilled. It was kind of like right in the town of Potsdam within the village. It had water up in the backyard. It had a really good sized property. It was, you know, like 2,400 square feet from the late 1940s or so, I think, if I remember correctly now. And that was just huge. We never owned a house. We were always renters until 2015. And so that's a huge moment in your life. At least I think it should be. It wasn't ours, right? Being able to purchase your first home and go through that process. So that was huge for us, is being able to get that offer accepted and know we were moving towards closing on a house. And then at the same time, or right around the same time, actually, within a week, I think, maybe in days, Mama would remember better than me, girls. Not only did we get the offer accepted, we then that spring then also found out that we were expecting you, Sophie, and Mama was pregnant. So that was another, obviously, like I said, life-changing event. And there is just something special of going through that for the very first time because of all the unexpecteds that you're going to experience throughout the way. And really having, you know, your first kid. There's you're just doing it all for the first time. So that was a major part, obviously, of 2015. Getting a house, knowing that your Mama was pregnant with Sophie, to bring Sophie into the world, and knowing those were tied together for me to make this year important. We were so happy to know we were going to be able to bring home our little girl to our first family house. Like, we were going to have a house to bring her home to. Not that it would have done anything different or wrong with bringing her to an apartment. Sometimes it's just, you know, what you have to do depending on where you live and the situation. But we felt happy because we've been looking for so long for a house. We were going to be able to make these two things actually end up happening pretty close together. So there was the house. There was the baby on the way. But then there was also moving into the house and learning what we had to learn about taking care of a house and the fact that I wanted to do all the remodeling I was doing, with also included redoing a roof right away when we moved in. So it piled on and it piled on, the excitement. And to me, all these major things that made 2015, as I look back, just so special of, again, moving into that house and taking care of that house and learning about our new property and our meeting our neighbors. That was pretty cool. We had great neighbors on the one side. One side was actually an apartment building for college students, but the other side was a really great couple that were really good neighbors to us while we were there. So that was awesome. And then you keep going into 2015. What else happened in 2015? Well, in the fall of 2015, right before you were actually born, Sophie, it was kind of in the works for a while, but then it became official that I got promoted to being a director and my position there at Clarkson University for the MBA program, for the graduate business programs. So that was extremely exciting. You know, I never had had that level in my career yet. That was the first time I had gotten to the director level. So it was one more excitement to add to 2015, which again makes it stand out to me. So I had been in higher ed for my entire career up to that point, and working kind of through the ranks, as they would say, and different assistant director, associate director. And this was the first time, and it was just a very fortunate opportunity that it was available. I was deemed the worthy internal candidate, which was awesome, and really got that internal promotion to become the director, which is, you know, clearly opened up other doors for me in the future, which is why I look back on that as such an amazing opportunity, something else that was really special to me about 2015. And then to just culminate the end of the year, it was so rewarding to me. So this is my favorite time of year. We're getting to it right now because we're about to roll in here in October, girls, to all the holidays, right? We're super close to Halloween. And then it's like Thanksgiving hits you right after. You almost don't even feel like you can take a pause because we're going to put the Halloween stuff away. And some of it kind of overlaps that fall decoration, just generality that doesn't say Halloween on it, that can be left obviously for like the fall harvest type of theme for our Thanksgiving. So you're going to roll right into Thanksgiving. You know, football's in full swing for the NFL. So you got that going on. The leaves are changing. It's beautiful outside. You got those little bit cooler days, but not too cold, hopefully, yet. So you got all that going on. And then, of course, Christmas, too. And I'm a huge Christmas fan. Christmas, by far, has always been my favorite holiday. It's even more exciting now to have kids and watch you guys get your presents from Santa and open up gifts from us. So all of that is super exciting. So this is definitely kind of my best time of year as we roll out of the current year we're in. And then, obviously, you end the year with New Year's Eve and the New Year celebration into the next year. So 2015, the last thing I'll say about it that really makes it special to me, girls, is the fact that we were in our house and got to celebrate with the family our first holidays. So, you know, Mama was pregnant. We knew the due date was the 28th of December, right, Sophie? So, you know, as we talked about in your birth story, you came on your actual due date. So we knew it was going to be really tight to Christmas, but we got to do our first Thanksgiving in the new house. We got to do our first Halloween, even technically, although it was interesting where we were in Potsdam. We didn't get many trick-or-treaters because we were on a main street right by the college. It was more college students up and down our block in a lot of different ways. So we didn't really get any trick-or-treaters. So that was maybe a little bit disappointment, but whatever. Still exciting to be in our house for Halloween, then in our house to host some of the family for Thanksgiving. Super cool. And then again for Christmas, which again, I mentioned this in the birth stories, but your mom was fantastic, girls, to be able to open up the house to let people stay with us while she's going to give birth within a couple of days based on the due date, if we're just going on that, hosting people over for dinner, and then you know, basically literally going into labor and having her water break at the leftover meal on the 26th that night when we finally ended up going to the hospital for you, Sophie, and then you came in the middle of the night on the 28th, just like you were supposed to, I guess. But that's the thing I wanted to talked about tonight, thinking back about, you know, again, if we only knew that today was the good old days. And I think the message there, girls, my advice to you is just try to take it all in as it's going to be the good old days. Because I know in 10 years from now, I'm going to look back, no matter how challenging it is, no matter how many colds we fight and that you share with us, that, you know, at some point I'm going to look back and be, boy, I really miss when they were 2, 4, and 6, or 3, 5, and 7, or, you know, 4, 6, and 8, just when you were still kind of innocent and sweet and little, and just being little, you know, it's something special. So it's always going to feel like that. And hopefully, you know, my advice to you is, like I said, try to take it all in when you can. Try to take a step back. Try to enjoy all these little things that happen and really try to appreciate the big things, because time flies. It's going by. It seems quicker all the time for you and for me and Mama, I should say, as we continue to, you know, get older and watch you guys grow up. It just seems to be flying, because as I'm talking about 2015 as being a really important year to me, it's amazing for me to think back how that doesn't seem like it's already been 7 years now that it's October of 2022. It's incredible how fast that time flies. So try to enjoy all of it, because it could all be the good old days. Well, that's a wrap on another episode of the Thoughts for Sale podcast. And Sophie, Ava, Leah, Sal, remember, your mom and I are always proud of you. We always are here for you, and we always love you. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a review and comments. And please also follow, share, and subscribe wherever you download your podcasts. You can also connect with us now on Facebook as well as Twitter. Both places, just search for @ThoughtsForSale. All right, take it away, Sal.
Thank you for listening to the Thoughts for Sale podcast with my daddy, Chris.
Bye-bye.